We are going to read the word of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 17.
And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins.
Now the Saint Paul is talking to the believers in Corinth. And he says, if Christ is not be raised, your faith is in vain, and you are yet in your sins. Because at that time, people were born again Christians, and some of the Christians lost hope of resurrection. And that's why St. Paul is saying here, if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain, and you are yet in your sins. What Paul is trying to tell us here. Now, we see about all other religions in the world. What is the difference between other religion and our religion? All other religions' leaders, they did so many great things, and because of that, they start worshiping the leader, and the leader died, and they buried. But some of the leaders, even though they are buried, they are claiming their leaders went to heaven, but there is no proof, because their tombs are still on earth. And the people are worshiping those dead people, thinking they are God. Just like a Buddha. Buddha was not God, he was searching God. And he could not find God, so he said, we are God. And that's the way his teaching was, and many other religions also teaching that we are ourselves gods. So, what is the difference between those religions, their teaching, and what the Bible is teaching? St. Paul is teaching that if the Christ is not raised, then our faith is in vain. Christianity is starts by faith. If you do not have faith in Christ, then you cannot make it to heaven. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. He took our sickness, disease, our pain, our sorrow, and he died, and he rose again the third day, and he showed himself to many, and people believed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. What God has done for mankind, that sending his Son to sacrifice for our sins, and when we believe that our sins are taken by Jesus Christ, and he nailed it to the cross, and he rose again, and he is a living God, and that gives us a hope that we will be make it also as Jesus Christ was risen. But why these things are happening? Because people do not want to believe that Jesus Christ was in this world. They are trying to write some books that Jesus Christ was an ordinary man, and some people believe that Jesus Christ never died for the mankind, and some people believe that Jesus Christ was not risen. But we know that Jesus is risen, and we have the proof in the Word of God. If you go to the Matthew chapter 28, please read verses 2 to 4.
And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men.
See, the keepers, the guards, they are not a one or two guards. So the many guards, when they saw the lightning, they saw the angel, they got so much fearful and they fell on the ground like a dead man. And then they might have got up later on and they went to city and told these things to the the high priest and other people, this is what happened. But see what happened, what those people did. Read the verse 12 to 15. Same chapter, Matthew 28, verses 12 to 15.
And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught, and this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day.
The Jewish people, some of these people, are believing since today. How it happened? The money makes people blind. These people, when all the guards and told the truth that Jesus is risen, the tomb is open, we saw the angel, and we saw that Jesus Christ is risen because the tomb was empty. They all checked everything, but these elder people saying, the Jewish people are saying, don't say anything, just tell your governor that we were just sleeping. And disciple came and took the body. It has to be foolish thing. You were there to guard the tomb, and you did not guard the tomb, and the disciple came and broke the seal and took the body. And even though they said, okay, the body was taken, if they want to see it, they can send all the militaries, all the police officers, house to house to check. It was not that difficult to find out the body of Jesus Christ. But these people, they knew that Jesus Christ is alive. But they said, we will give you some money to shut your mouth. And if this story goes to government, we will give them money also. That means this story went to government and they gave the money and everybody's mouth was shut and they did not say anything. But this false story was written or proclaimed to everyone that Jesus' body was stolen. And some of the people did believe. So sometimes people lie. One person lies and another person lies and a million people lies. And the people say, oh, everybody is saying this. It has to be truth. But people, they have to do the research. Here the word of God is saying Jesus Christ was risen. And we learned that Luke was writing the Theophilus, and he said, what happened? Jesus Christ is risen. Let's read the Acts chapter 1. Let's start reading from verse 2 to 4 then.
Until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me.
Now here we see Jesus Christ is risen, and he showed himself for 40 days, showing them that he's alive. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we will be reading many of the scriptures, but he was saying when they gathered together, they were almost more than 500 people watching Jesus Christ going to heaven. And we read in the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 51. Please read.
And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven.
He departed from them means he went to heaven, and all these more than 500 people were able to see Jesus Christ going to heaven. So that means this was not, Jesus did not go to heaven secretly. He went to heaven openly, and many people saw it. More than 500 people saw it. And the book of Acts chapter 1, verses 9 to 11, if you read, He says even the angel came and told these people, why are you looking up? The same Jesus Christ will come again. Please read.
And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
Now here we see the angels encourage these believers. You saw Jesus Christ going in front of your own eyes. More than 500 people saw it. And he said, now this same Jesus you saw going to heaven in the cloud, the same Jesus will come back in the cloud. And that gives the hope to the believers. And all these believers, I'm talking about Peter, John, and James, and all these believers, they saw it. And if you read their letters, they say, we saw him, we were with him, we handled him, and we are the living witnesses, and we are telling you that Jesus Christ is alive. But I was thinking, all of these things we read in the Bible, but at the same time, some believers start doubting that there is no resurrection. That means Jesus Christ is not risen, so there won't be any resurrection. That's why Paul is saying, if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain, and you are yet in sins. What does it mean? Means if you do not have faith in Jesus Christ, if Jesus Christ is not risen, then your sin remains. Because Jesus Christ died for our sins, and then you have to believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again. If you don't believe, you cannot get saved. You will be still living in your sin. Let's read the Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Now here St. Paul is saying, if you confess Jesus Christ with your mouth and say, Jesus Christ is my Lord, Jesus Christ died for me, he took my sins on the cross, and I believe that he is my Savior. If you pray this prayer in from your heart, then the Word of God, then you have to believe not only he died for you, but God raised him from the dead. Now, as I said earlier, all the religious leaders and their God, they died, but they were not raised. Their tomb is still closed, but the Jesus tomb is open. So he says, what happened? God hath raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And we learn it's written in the book of Romans chapter 8, when you read verses 9 to 11, the Word of God says the Spirit of God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. So if God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, if you believe that in your heart, then only you will be saved. If you don't believe that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, then you will not be saved. What happens if Jesus Christ died and suffered and never raised from the dead? What would happen? It will be just like ordinary people who suffer and died. If you read in a book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 32 to even the end of the chapter, you will read so many people suffer. They were stoned, they were killed, they were sown. So many disasters came to them, but they could not save mankind. They died and they suffered. And Jesus Christ was the last prophet. If Jesus Christ also came as a prophet and suffered and died and never came out of the grave, he will be just like other Old Testament saints. He would not be our Savior. That's why Paul is saying, you have to believe that God raised him from the dead. Then you will be saved. And then the verse 10, he says, we can believe with your heart, and when you believe from your heart, God will say you are righteous. Abraham believed God, and God says Abraham is righteous. But he says you have to confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord, and God raised him from the dead, then only you get salvation. There are so many people even today do not believe that Jesus Christ was risen. I told you, one of my neighbors said, I believe Jesus died, but I don't believe he was risen. Where he got this story? He got the story from the Matthew chapter 28, where the Israeli people said, Jesus is not risen, tell everybody. And the lie was spread, and that lie is still in 2020 or 2021. That means people are still believing that Jesus Christ was a good man, and he died, but he did not rise. So if you believe that, you will never get saved. That's what the plan of God is. If Jesus Christ is not risen, then our faith is useless, and our Christianity will be just like other religions. In our religions or our faith, we believe that Jesus Christ came into this world, took our sins on the cross, and he rose again, and he gave us the hope of resurrection. That is the Christianity. Now let's read in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 20. Here he gives the proof. He said Jesus Christ is risen.
But now is Christ risen from the dead and became the first fruit of them that slept.
Now he says, now is Christ risen. Now is Christ risen from the dead and became the first fruit of them that slept. What does it mean? He said, Jesus Christ rose from the dead, that Jesus Christ risen, then we will rise also. He says he became the first fruit, because he is the first one raised from the dead and never died. You remember in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, he says, I was dead, but I am alive forevermore. Jesus Christ raised so many people. Lazarus was dead. He was 4 days dead, and Jesus raised him, but he died again. Jairus' daughter was raised and she died again. The widow's son was raised and he died again. But Jesus Christ was risen and he never died again. That's why Jesus Christ says, I am the resurrection and I am the life. He said, if you believe in me, you will never die. And if you believed in me and you died, I will raise you again. That is the Christianity, and Christianity started by faith. If you don't have faith in God, then you cannot please God. You have to have faith what God has done for us. That's why he says Jesus Christ became the first fruit that God raised him from the dead. And that's why we have that hope. Verse 21. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 21.
For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead.
Now he's telling in this chapter, we'll be reading, Paul is teaching these disciples or these Corinthians believers, let me tell you what happened to Jesus Christ. And what can happen to you because of Jesus? Since by one man came death, he's talking about the Adam. Adam committed sin because the word of God says The day you will eat this fruit, the forbidden fruit, you will surely die. And the Adam means when they ate the fruit, even the Eve ate the fruit, her name and Adam's name was Adam, because he created male and female and he named them Adam, means mankind. So when Adam ate the fruit, he really died. Didn't die the same minute, but spiritually he died right away. So here it says, in Adam, all die. Because since Adam, everybody's dying. There was not a single man can say, even though Adam died, but I will not die. Because each and every person will die without Christ. And somebody will say, but there were two people did not die. There was one Enoch and another Elijah. How about that? But the word of God says in a book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 27, it is appointed man once to die, after that judgment. Even the Enoch and Elijah didn't die, but God will bring them back as the two witnesses, and the Antichrist will kill them, and they will rise again, and they will be gone to heaven again. So that means they will also die, because their death is still hanging on them. But the believers who believe Jesus Christ today, they don't have to die. If Jesus Christ comes today, we will be not dying, but we will be transformed. So here the word of God is saying, the death came by one man, Adam, but the resurrection came by Jesus Christ. Verse 22.
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
Now he says, as in Adam all die, but even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Now if somebody's afraid of dying or somebody's afraid of going to hell, this verse is giving you hope. All people, Adamic race, from all different countries, everybody came from Adam, and everyone is dying. But in their holy book, there is no hope that after death what? But here the word of God is saying, even though you came from Adamic race and you are dying, but if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will rise again. Jesus Christ will bring you back out of the grave. We learned last week, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18, we read, it says, Jesus Christ will come and dead in Christ will rise first. And then we will be transformed and go with Jesus Christ. That is the hope for the believer. If somebody doesn't know these things, they have to read the Bible, or they have to hear the message that we are not going to die and go to hell. But if you believe Jesus Christ became the first fruit of the dead people, and he never died, and he gave the same hope. If you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will never die, but you will be resurrected if you die. Verse 23.
But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit, afterward they that are Christ at his coming.
Now here again he's saying, every man who dies in this world, before Jesus Christ, many people died, as I said, but they were never raised from the dead after they died. Only when Jesus Christ died and rose again, we read in the book of Matthew, after he rose from the dead, then the dead people came out of the grave. Many people saw them, but they were not able to come out of the grave until that Jesus Christ is risen. So again he said, Jesus Christ is the first fruit. After that, the people who believe Jesus Christ, they will be raised again. Okay, verse 42. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 42.
So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption.
Now he is saying the resurrection of the dead is something like this. He says, sow in corruption, and it is raised in incorruption. Now, some people will not understand, but our body is made from the dust. And if you die, and if your body is put in the grave, it will decay. It will become like a mud or ashes, and somebody will burn the body and become ashes. So here is this word of God is saying, our body is corruptible body. But when God raised our body from the dead, then he gives us incorruptible body. That means we will never die again. Jesus Christ gave the hope that when Jesus Christ comes and dead in Christ will rise, and the people who are alive in Christ, they will be caught up with him and they will be with him forever. That means they will never die again. Okay, verse 43. He is giving a different way explanation, but the meaning is the same. Please read verse 43.
It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power.
When person dies with a sickness or disease and all kinds of pain and weakness, when people die, he says they will, even though they sown in dishonor, but will raise in glory. Because when Jesus Christ raised the person, he will be not the same like before. He will be completely healthy. If the person died with all kinds of disease, but when Jesus Christ raised that person, no disease, no sickness, nothing, no deformity, nothing. He will be raised in glory. The same is, he says, if the person was buried in weakness and sown into this ground or buried in this ground, but it will raise with the power of God. That means the earth has no power to keep the mankind. When Jesus Christ comes, all the people will be raised. Even though they were died 2,000 years ago and became dust and ashes, but God, once he gives the command to come to life, they will all together will be alive, and they will see the glory of God and the power of God, and their body will be resurrected with God's power. Verse 44.
It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body.
Now here again he's saying, when the man is buried, is a man, is natural man, is an ordinary man made from the dust. But when Jesus Christ raised his body, that body will be spiritual body. That body will not be natural body. Natural body means natural man will die. Today, many people are trying to keep themselves alive. They have all kinds of medicine, all kinds of pills, all kinds of fruits. And they say if you eat, you will be living for 200 years. But not a single pill is made or medicine made that you will never die. People will say, okay, if I live 200, that will be fine. And they will be buying those kind of things to live a longer life. 100 years, you will still die because your body is natural body. But if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, even though you die and you are buried, God will raise you. He will give you a spiritual body. And that body will never die again. Verse 45.
And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit.
Now here we see the first Adam was made from the dust. But when you read Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, God's breath in his nostril, he became living soul. That means that dust, just the dust, but when God's breath came into man, the man became living soul. Even though he is living, and now he is blood flowing in his body and everything, but still that man is earthly man. But here it says, last Adam was made quickening spirit. Now, here also some people get confused because Jesus Christ is called the second Adam or last Adam. Now, when you say last Adam is Jesus Christ and he gives the quickening spirit, when people are thinking when Jesus Christ was born to Mary, is that was a second Adam? No. When Jesus Christ was born by Mary, that time he took the first Adam's body. He was still living in Adam's body, and so that was not the spiritual body at that time, because that was just a physical body. The Word of God says, Jesus Christ, he died and he rose again. That's the time God gave him the spiritual body. Just first read the book of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 and 10.
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom all the things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering.
Now see what happened here? He said Jesus Christ was made little lower than angel, because Adam, the first Adam, was made lower than angel, and Jesus Christ took the Adam's flesh and became like a human being. So he was also made a little lower than angel. But he died on the cross of Calvary and he rose again. That's why he was able to win souls, and he became the captains of soul winners, because Jesus Christ only had the power to come out of the grave. So now he can say, I can save others too, because God brought him out of the grave. Now he is not the fleshly man. Now he is a spiritual man. Let's read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 5 and 6.
For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him.
Okay, so here we read, Jesus Christ, first we say he was made a little lower than angel, but when he came out of the grave, he came out of the grave as the Son of God. Means at that time he was not the Mary's son, but he was the Son of God, and he was a spiritual man. Then it has nothing flesh in his body. Or fleshly body. He got a spiritual body. That's why he was able to go through the closed doors and windows and meet the people and quicken them also, because he became a quickening spirit. He had the power to raise people spiritually. We read in Ephesians chapter 2, as well as we read in St. John chapter 20, when he came out of the grave, he breathed on them and he gave them new life. But he was not able to do that before, even though he raised so many people from dead, he healed so many people, but he never made them eternal people. After the resurrection only, he was able to give a spiritual life. He was able to breathe on people just like God breathed on Adam, and he made a living soul. And Jesus breathed on disciples. Now he made them spiritual. He gave them spiritual life. And so the word of God saying the first was not spiritual, first was earthly man. Let's read the verse 47, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 47.
The first man is of earth, see? The second man is the Lord from heaven.
Now see, the first man, Adam, was made from earth. But the second man is Lord from heaven. He's not telling that when he took the birth from the Mary, then he was from heaven. Even the God sent him from heaven, but the same time he took the form of man. But when he came out of the grave, then he came direct from the Lord, he direct from heaven, and now he is not the fleshly man, he is the heavenly man. Verse 48.
As is the earthy, such are they that are also earthy, and is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly.
Now here is saying, if you do not believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are all made from earthen vessels. And we will be dying and we will be ashes to ashes. But if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that he is the heavenly man, or the second Adam, or the last Adam, king, and to give in the quickening spirit, then you will be living a heavenly life. Otherwise, we will be earthly and will be finished. Verse 49.
And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly.
God made Adam from the dust, and when you are his children, you are having same body, and you are earthly, and if you die without Christ, you will be going to dust, and you will be just finished. But he says, if you believe Jesus Christ, according to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, we read that Jesus Christ raised from the dead, and he became the captain of our salvation. If you believe that Jesus Christ is risen, and you get the hope of resurrection, then you will be resurrected with him. But if you don't have that kind of faith, like St. Paul said earlier, your faith is useless, and you are still living in sin, and the sinners will go to hell. So he is saying, if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is risen, then your faith is useless. Okay, let's read the verse 50. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50.
Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption.
He's telling very plainly, not only this Corinthian church, but each and every person who is living on this earth. He is saying, let me tell you one thing. Our body is corruptible. Our body is made from the dust. And when we die, we will go to dust. Not a single person with this earthly body will be able to go to heaven. I said last week, if you remember, Adam was never able to go to heaven, but God came down to earth. Even though Adam was a good man, perfect man, didn't commit sin at that time, but he was not able to go to heaven. Because here the word of God is saying, flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. So that means Adam was living in the fleshly body. He had the flesh and blood. He was not able to go to heaven. When Jesus Christ, he came from heaven, he took the form of Adam's body, but when he died and when he rose again, he became a living spirit or a life spirit. Our spiritual body. So now he says, now I have that spiritual body, and if you believe in me, if you believe that I am risen, then I will give you my same kind of body, and then we will be able to go to heaven. That's why Jesus Christ is coming. Now, verse 51, St. Paul is saying, I'm going to tell you the mystery. It never happened before, but it's going to happen. Please read verse 51.
Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Now, here he's telling to believers, let me tell you the mystery. You people did not believe that Jesus Christ is risen, and you are not living a faith life. So let me tell you that what's going to happen. This is a mystery. This was not revealed to anyone, because before Christ, nobody came out of the grave and never died. Jesus Christ is the only one did it. So he says, I'm going to tell you the mystery. We are not all going to sleep, means die. Because if Jesus Christ comes today, all the believers, they don't have to die. Only people who died in Christ, they will rise first. As the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18, we read. And then we are alive in Christ, we will be caught up with Jesus Christ. So he is saying, let me tell you the mystery. This is the secret, was not revealed to anyone, but I'm telling you, the believers, you are not going to just die and be corruptible and dust to dust, but God will raise you, and the people who are alive, they will never die. And this is the mystery. And how is it going to happen? Let's read the verse 52.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
Now he is saying, let me tell you, it will happen with the twinkling of an eye, the last trump. We hear the trump in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. That trump will sound, and the dead will be raised, and people who are corruptible will be incorruptible, and the people who are fleshly, a corruptible body, shall change. And then we will be going to heaven. It will not take years or months. It will take only twinkling of an eye. So it will happen so fast. And so this news, the Christian people, they have to tell others. Many people do not know this mystery. He says, we will be changed. We will be transformed. Don't worry about this physical body. If you have all kinds of problems, sickness, disease, if Jesus Christ comes within less than a second, you will be transformed. And all your sickness and disease and all weakness body and all this deformed body will be completely transformed. That is the hope God has given to us in Jesus Christ. So he says, I'm telling you the mystery. Remember this. Believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Believe that he was buried. Believe that God has raised him from the dead. And believe that he is risen. Then you will have the same kind of resurrection like Jesus Christ. And it will not take too much time. It will be the twinkling of an eye. And so there is no much time to prepare yourself for the soon coming of Christ. That's why we have to be always ready. If your life is corruptible, if your life is sinful, you will not be able to go and you will not be having a chance. It will be very fast, so twinkling of an eye. So we should be always ready. Because this corruptible body has to change. Let's read the verse 53.
For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
This corruptible, when this corruptible body must put on incorruption. Because if you living in this corruptible body without Jesus Christ, you will be never raised, and you will be dust to dust and ashes to ashes. And finally, there will be judgment, and final judgment only God will raise those people for the judgment. Until then, they will be in temporary hell, and after that, the permanent hell. So this is the time that we have to believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Not only believing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, but believe that he died, he was buried, and he was resurrected. Then only we will be saved. Otherwise, if you start believing like other religion, oh, Jesus Christ was a good God, a good Savior, but he died, and now we don't know what's going to happen. But we have the hope that Jesus Christ is going to come and take us home. Death is conquered by Christ. Let's read the verse 54.
So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
As long as we live in this earth, there will be sickness, there will be disease, and there will be death. And people will keep on dying until Christ comes. But the Christ has already defeated the death. We just read he became the first fruit of the people who are dead. But when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, that is the first fruit. That means he showed the people that he conquered the death. And he gave the hope, if you believe in me, you will never die again. And even though you die, I will raise you again. Because here he's saying, the death is swallowed up in the victory. Means Jesus Christ is defeated the devil, and the devil is the enemy, and he is the death. So he defeated the death and conquered the death. In book of Isaiah, chapter 25, verse 8, please read. It says, death will be swallowed.
He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all of the faces. And the rebuke of the people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it.
Now here he's saying death will be swallowed in victory, and these people didn't know, as Israeli people, what the God is trying to tell. But until Jesus died and rose again, this word had no meaning. But now we know Jesus Christ is the only one destroy the death. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55 says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? And then he says, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is in the law. What the word of God is saying, he's saying how the death came because of sin. And when people start committing sin, people start dying. And when God gave the law to the people, and that law strengthened the death more, and people died. Let's read the verse 56.
The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law.
See, strength of sin is the law. That means why people's dying. People dying because of sin, and when the law was given, people start thinking the law will save us. But the word of God saying law gave more strength to sin, and people start dying more because now people start feeling guilty, breaking the law. So the word of God is saying, St. John chapter 1, verse 17, the law was given by Moses, but the truth and grace came by Jesus Christ. Because the law was not able to save mankind, but law was making people guilty. So today, if the Israeli people deny Christ and hold on to the law and start reading their book of law, that is not going to help them but that will make them more sinful, and there will be no victory in their life. But that Jesus Christ is the only one gives you grace. He says, St. John chapter 1, verse 17, law came by Moses, or law was given by Moses, but the truth and grace came by Jesus Christ. So man cannot get saved by the law. If you observe the whole law and guilty about one law, you're guilty of all. So not a single person was able to go to heaven with the observing law. If the people were going to heaven without Jesus Christ, then Jesus didn't have to come. But Jesus Christ came because the law made people more sinners, and people were dying without God and without Christ. So please read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5.
But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved.
Now see here it is saying, God is so gracious and so loving and so kind, we were yet sinner, and Jesus Christ died for us. He sent the Jesus Christ as his only begotten Son to redeem the mankind, or forgive the mankind, or wash their sins away by the blood of Jesus Christ. This is the only secret in the Bible, that man can be washed by the blood of Jesus Christ and man's sins will be forgiven because Jesus Christ died for the mankind. You cannot go to heaven with the good works. Let's read the Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9.
For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
See, here the word of God saying we got saved by the grace of God, not by your hard work or your rituals or doing good karma or giving some people charitable money or charitable works and doing so many good things. That will not save you, because only Jesus Christ, who shed his precious blood for the mankind, he has the power to save mankind. That's why St. Paul was saying, you have to believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He said, if Christ is not raised, your faith is in vain and you are yet in your sins. That means if you don't believe Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, you will never, never get saved. And you believe in Jesus Christ, that faith will be useless, because you have to believe that Jesus died for me, he took my sins on the cross, and when he came out of the grave, he gave me the hope of resurrection. That's what the Christian belief is all about. If you don't believe that Jesus Christ is dead and raised, we cannot get saved. We will be just like other religion. Let's go to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, and verse 15.
And that he died for all, that they which live shall not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again.
Now here he's saying to the believers, if you believe that Jesus Christ died for all people, then you should live for Christ. If you believe that Jesus Christ died for me, he took my sickness, he took my disease, he took my death, and he saved me. I'm living for God. If you believe in that Jesus Christ has given you life, then you will live for him. Because in this world, we didn't bring anything. Out of this world, we cannot take anything. What Jesus Christ has done for you, he has given you eternal life that will stay with you. So that means he's trying to say, you should be a living witness. You should be telling others, Jesus died for me. I believe Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I'm living for Him. He died for me, so I'm going to die for Him, because He's the one died for me and rose again. So I have that hope. If I live for Him, if I die for Him, when Jesus Christ comes, dead in Christ will rise first. And that is the hope for the believers. And if you're living in sin, you will die in sin and you will have punishment. And that punishment is eternal hellfire. So the Jesus Christ came into this world to give us salvation, give us eternal life, and we have to believe it. If you don't believe, slowly, 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 you will be drifted away like a Corinthian church, and Galatian church. St. Paul is saying in Galatian church, you started in spirit and you're ending in flesh. So there are so many believers today knowing the truth and denying the truth. And when Christian says, our God is love, our God is a good God, our God is loving, you give your life for Him. You cannot say, Jesus died for me so I can live the life the way I want to live. He says, if you Jesus died for you, then you die for Him. You live for Him. Our life is involved in Jesus Christ. If you say, one day I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, my name is written in heaven, now nobody can erase my name. But the Word of God says, if you commit sin, I will erase your name from the book of life. It's not permanently there. Your name will be in the written in heaven, but if you commit sin, if you take the mark of the beast 666, do you think God is going to say, oh, that's okay, my son, that's okay, my daughter, even though you took the mark 666 and you worship the devil and his image, I will still can take you to heaven. There is no forgiveness. Once you take the mark of the beast, you can cry a billion times, but there will be no forgiveness. You see, devil, he committed sin. God gave him time to repent this many years, but he will never repent, and he will never repent, and he will go into the eternal hellfire. And the Bible says the hellfire is created for devil and his angels. So if you following devil after getting saved, and if you're going after the worldly things, you will be destroyed. If you read 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17, please read.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
But if you do the will of God, you will live forever. What is the will of God? The will of God is to everyone to believe Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and love the Lord Jesus Christ. And when He loved you, He gave His life for you. You should be able to give your life for Christ and telling others about Jesus Christ. That's what we read in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. If you believe in your heart, then you will be saved. But at the same time, you confess Jesus Christ with your mouth, tell others that Jesus Christ is risen. I believe Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. He died for me. He rose again. He's a living God. When that kind of testimony you give to people, then you are really saved. I'm going to stop here, and God willing, we'll finish this next week. Let's pray.